makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So, nung nag-umpisa yung gera sa Marawi, this is actually the last week of May, no, before May 23, nakita na namin na mukhang magiging medyo prolonged, no, or protracted itong gera dahil din sa komplikasyon na nangyayari din sa Marawi. So, nag-usap kami ni PA Joey at sinabi ko nga sa kanina, siguro kailangan din nating tumulong, no? We decided to reach out, no, and to help yung ating mga communities na nasa Marawi and in the surrounding areas under a program of Go Negosyo called Kapatid for Marawi. So ang programang ito ay three-track po ito, Maribel, no? So we are focusing on three areas, no, under this program. One would be yung tulong na patuloy naming abot dun sa ating mga tropa under the ASP and the PNP, no? So we had, and we still have actually, a lot of conglomerates and companies na nagpapadala po ng support para sa ating mga troops in the form of, you know, food donations, supplies, clothing, materials, socks, and load carts, and all sorts of yung mga items po na kailangan nila, no? And then also a part of this was really a big movement to gather yung pong mga letters of support coming from, you know, different people all over the country para sa ating mga troops, no? So that's one track that we have been involved in from the beginning. Patuloy pa rin yun, no, up to this day.
Tulong na binibigay niyo sa mga sundalo, ika nga nila, ito yung mga personal nilang pangangailangan na hindi matutugunan sa mga ganitong panahon, hindi ba?
Yes. These are actually supplies or items that they need in the field. Also food items, also a lot of water. In fact, we had to supplement yung water needs nila doon by sending two water refilling stations. So we have two trucks there which were generously lent by yung isang kapatid po natin sa Go Negosyo, which is Asia Brewery, you know, owned by the Tan family. We are supplementing whatever supplies or items are being given by the government. So malaki din po yung tulong na iabot po ng pribadong sektor, no, para sa ating mga tropa.
Yung sulat, gaano ka laki yung naitutulong nito? Yung mga ika nga nila'y sulat na parang suporta mula sa mga hindi nila kilalang Pilipino.
Yung experience po namin dito, no, nung dinala po namin yung mga sulat doon, actually nakita namin na I think among all the items that the soldiers continue to receive, it's really the letters actually that have given them, I think, some of the happiest moments and really a great boost to their morale, no? So, kitang-kita din sa mga expression nila tsaka yung mga sinasabi nila. Kung dati, nung nag-umpisa yung gera, that was May, June, no, of this year, nung una, parang ang feeling daw nila is mag-isa lang sila dito sa gerang ito. Pero after receiving yung mga sulat na galing sa iba-ibang tao, no, from all over the Philippines, talagang nag-iba po yung attitude nila at saka yung naramdaman po nila na talagang there is a big show of support, no, and love coming from yung mga kababayan natin, not just the ones who are here in the Philippines, no, but also mga OFWs who've been sending in as well their messages of love, messages of support, no, para sa ating mga sundalo. So more than just the physical, you know, items that they need, no, for nourishment and, you know, daily needs, no, it's really the letters that have been the biggest moral booster para sa ating mga sundalo tsaka yung mga tropa.
Doon naman sa mga nabanggit mo, mayroon din kayong mga tulong na inihahatid sa mag-anak ng mga sundalong naulila.
Yes, of course, you know, the sad reality of war is that really there will be casualties, no, and there's really been a big, you know, sustained loss on the part also of the government, no, so we've lost more than 100 soldiers, no, mga PNP and ASP troops who have been killed in action in Marawi. So what we decided also to do under the Go Negosyo Kapatid for Marawi program is mag-abot din kami ng support at saka tulong para dun sa mga pamilya na naiwan po ng mga sundalong ito. So last July, no, we started a fund drive for the families, no, where each family from the Go Negosyo family received a donation of about 220,000 pesos. Tapos, we were able to gather about 110 families. We were able to fly them into Manila for a gathering, no, a ceremony together with President Duterte and Presidential Advisor Joey Concepcion and many other members of the cabinet and members as well of the private sector na sumusuporta dito sa programang ito. And we brought all these families together to Malacanang, that was sometime mid-July, in a ceremony where, you know, we just wanted them to feel that we, you know, we give honor and respect to yung kanilang mga sundalo, no, yung mga kapatid nila, mga anak, mga asawa na nasawi sa Marawi. And then during that ceremony, doon namin na ibigay din sa kanila yung donation, no. And it was also announced actually during that occasion where a businessman, no, who wanted to remain anonymous, no, na actually kasama din po siya sa Go Negosyo Network namin, also donated 1 million pesos per family. So, wow. If you think about it, so, oo, medyo malaki-laki din yung natanggap ng mga pamilya ng suporta, no? Ito ay bukod pa dun sa mga beneficyo na tinatanggap din nila, no, from the AFP and the PNP, no? So, when a soldier is killed in action, may mga katumbas yan ng mga benefits that will accrue to his family. So, it's really just a way of, you know, it's really the least that we could do from the private sector to show our, you know, gratitude for just the enormous sacrifice, you know, that the soldiers have been laying on the line for our country. So, nagawa din namin yon as part of the Go Negosyo Kapatid sa Marawi program. Yeah, I just wanted to add lang, Maribel, no, part of that program din kasi is we are monitoring din yung mga pamilya ng mga sundalong to dahil syempre medyo malaki din yung matanggap nila na pera. So, nag-offer din po kami ng mga training programs and, you know, some counseling programs where we help to advise them also on ano po yung mga negosyo na pwede nilang pasukan. We have been keeping track of the families and gumawa din po kami ng parang monitoring survey and most of them actually want to get into business, no? So, of course, it's not that easy. Maraming challenges, no? Especially where some of them are based, no? Most of them are from the Mindanao area. So, binibigyan din po namin sila ng opportunity na maka-attend dito sa mga Go Negosyo training programs. Tapos na i-refer din namin sila din sa ibang mga government agencies like TESDA or DTI or kaya DOLE na may nakaabang din para sa kanila ng mga opportunities for, you know, for learning and training and also some employment opportunities as well, no, that have been offered by the Department of Labor and Employment. So it's a concerted effort between us, no, in the private sector at saka yung mga some of the government agencies na ituloy yung suporta para dito sa mga pamilya ng mga soldiers natin na KIA sa Marawi.
Ngayon, yung mga taga Marawi, marami sa kanila, hindi nila alam kung kailan sila makakabalik, kung ano yung dadatnan nila. Tinutulungan nyo rin sila na makapagsimulang muli. Pero paano yun? Dahil wala pang natitiyak na panahon or lugar na maaaring balikan.
Actually, it's very true, Maribel, no? Because of the war, no, and it's been a protracted battle, and then up to now, nagkakaroon pa ng mga clearing operations. So, I believe the last updates from the government are really it's still not safe for families to return to their homes, no, or whatever is left of their home. So, ang ginagawa po namin sa Go Negosyo, yun pong aming relief operations, which we also started in May, no, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yun. We are coordinating with our ground teams on a daily basis. So, we do send a lot of support in terms of relief items para dun sa ating mga IDPs or families na nakadestino pa rin dun sa mga iba-ibang evacuation centers around Marawi City or kaya yung iba siguro yung mga home base na mga pamilya, no? So nagpapadala kami ng tulong sa kanila, no? Just, you know, different relief items including food, including water, mga damit and things like that. Aside from that, we also started a program, no, in partnership with the AFP at saka yung mga ibang mga volunteers po natin dun sa mga areas in Lanao del Norte and Lanao del Sur na a problem kasi of the IDPs or the families or in the evac center is also a problem of food, no, food security. Mm-hmm. So nagiging problema talaga ngayon, even on the part of the LGUs, yung burden of how to continue feeding itong mga pamilyang to. So part of the, you know, the initiatives that we're doing ngayon is yung agri-training na ginagawa namin or farm training where they are currently being taught how to plant mga vegetables, no? Things that are easy to plant, that are easy to care for, and then mabilis po yung harvest. So aside from food self-sufficiency, within 2 to 3 months, meron din silang konting negosyo na pwede nila to ibenta dun sa ating mga local markets in the area. No? So it's a small program that we're starting with specific barangays in Lanao del Norte and Lanao del Sur, and we're hoping to replicate the program and make it a medium term project for the area, especially for those families from Marawi who would really now want to get into farming time. No, I think most people are aware that the citizens of Marawi are mostly mga businessmen yan, mga negosyante, hindi sila masyado nagtatanim. Mm-hmm. But with what happened, na nawalan sila din ng buhay, nawalan sila din ng source ng pagkain, at syempre hindi naman sustainable na padala ng donasyon doon, no? Or even it's becoming a burden. So kailangan matuto din sila how to feed themselves. And really, farming and planting is, really one of the best ways. It's healthy, it's sustainable, and not only can it feed your family, but it can actually feed, a community, a barangay, no? So, and then maganda pa siyang maging negosyo. So yun yung inumpisa na namin na programa Maridel doon, and we hope to continue this in the coming months and, give real support to those families who would like now to make it a business, no, for themselves, aside from siguro yung kung ano man yung negosyo na na mababalikan pa nila nung pagbumalik na sila sa Marawi City. There's no definite date yet kasi kung kailan magsisignify yung government na pwede na silang bumalik, no? So we're expecting them to be in evacuation centers and siguro dun sa itatay yung temporary residential areas, no? They will probably be there for some time, no? For a long period of time.
Maraming salamat, Ginggay Ontiveros Malvar, at aabangan namin muli yung mga susunod na pagsisikap na ginagawa ng Go Negosyo.
Okay, thank you so much, Maridel.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.